Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Today I'm going to talk about a koan and just a few words on koans for those of you who are not familiar with them. A koan is a story, a teaching story, and it's designed to express some aspect of practice. And usually it's an interaction between a teacher and a student. Koans are not necessarily literally true, even though they're a story about interaction between student and teacher. But the heart of a koan is what's being expressed in that particular koan. And there are two types of koans. One is called a breakthrough koan. And basically the breakthrough koan, the challenge of that koan, is to help the student silence his mind, quiet his mind. And then the other kind of koan is a refinement koan. It helps deepen and clarify the initial experience of insight, which usually happens when the mind is still. So that's sort of the background of koans. Does anybody have any idea about this? Well, this is Koan 6 in the Mumen Kan, by the way. This is a book of koans. This is the first book that students study in our lineage. And by the condition of this book, you can see there were many painful hours spent with these koans. And the title of this koan is The Buddha Holds Up a Flower. So I'll read the case. So case 6, The Buddha Holds Up a Flower. Once in ancient times, when the world honored one, that's the Buddha, was at Vulture Peak, that's a mountain in northern India, he held up a flower, he twirled it, and showed it to the assemblage. Now let me finish it first. At this, they all remained silent. Only the venerable Kashyapa broke into a smile. The world honored one said, I have the eye treasury of the true Dharma, the marvelous mind of Nirvana, the true form of no form, the subtle gate of the Dharma. It does not depend on letters being specially transmitted outside all teachings. Now I entrust this to Masha Kashyapa. So let's have a look about it. First of all, this encounter took place over 2,500 years ago. And at the time that this was taking place, there was a huge crowd, including 10 of Buddha's disciples. And this koan presents the scene of the first Dharma transmission. Dharma transmission meaning teacher passes on the right to teach to one of his students. So the Buddha twirls the flower. Kashyapa smiles. Not one word is spoken. Other than Kashyapa, no one in this huge crowd understands what has just happened. This transmission is said to be the beginning of the ancestral lineage in Buddhism, and Zen in particular. It began the chain of transmission throughout the centuries up until the present day. Now, I should mention, though, that this chain of transmission literally did not go unbroken. But there have been gaps, but the spirit of the transmission continues to today. When a Dharma transmission takes place, it's a very formal ceremony, and when the teachers come in, there's a drum beating. And at a certain point in the ceremony, there is a chanting of the lineage. But that lineage, which comes up until today, is really not one to the next to the next. Different times, the spirit of student-teacher, student-making a teacher, is carried forward. So about this, Dogen says, the subtle Dharma of the seven Buddhas is maintained with its true significance when it is rightly transmitted by an enlightened disciple following an enlightened master. This is beyond the knowledge of the priest of letters and learning. And it stresses the importance of practicing with an authentic teacher. So if we study this koan, with the true Dharma eye, the eye that has experienced insight, we know there is nothing to transmit and nothing to receive. The teacher is a guide to assist the student in realizing their own true nature. And transmission is an acknowledgement of the student's realization as well as their ability to guide others. So, the real relationship between a student is not like this, teacher here, student here. It's a collaboration between the two to help the student on the pathway to insight. But it's never one over the other. So let me just read this again. Once in ancient times, when the world honored one, was on Vulture Peak, he held up a flower and he twirled it. So he twirls the flower, and at this, all remained silent. Only the venerable Kashyapa broke into a smile. And the world honored one said, I have the eye treasury of the true Dharma, the marvelous mind of Nirvana, the true form of no form, the subtle gate of the Dharma. It does not depend on letters being specially transmitted outside all teachings. Now I entrust Mahakashyapa with this. So does anybody have any idea what's happening here? What is, beside it being the first Dharma transmission between teacher and student, between Buddha and Kashyapa, anybody have any thoughts? Good. No thought. So, I've asked you, what is the koan revealing? In his Taisho on the Koan, Yamada Roshi, who put together this compendium of koans, and it's the best one, I like this the most of several different translations. So, in his Taisho, which is a talk on the koan, Yamada Roshi says, no words, no matter how clearly we may understand them, will bring us to a realization of the essential nature of things. No words, no matter how clearly, can bring us to realization. So what the Buddha is conveying when he holds up this flower is that the flower is the whole universe, and at the same time, it is the whole universe manifesting itself as this particular flower, right? And there's an old Zen saying, one thing is the whole, and the whole is one thing. So when the Buddha twirls the flower, Kashyapa smiles. And he's smiling because he sees through, he sees the truth of the whole is one thing, and one thing is the whole. So no words were necessary. He didn't have to give a song and dance to his teacher to demonstrate that he saw the truth of the twirling of the flower. So this is a quote from Tricycle magazine. The infinite vastness of the awakened mind is expressed in the other particularness of this flower. So this is the realization of oneness. Oneness, the whole, is empty of description. It's beyond words. It cannot be captured in words. At the very same time, this undescribable oneness is expressed in an endless variety of forms. And basically, this is the Heart Sutra. Form is emptiness, and emptiness is form. So Mahakashyapa did not know this because he studied words. He studied descriptions of the experience, ideas of the experience, theories of the experience. He passed this koan because he got it directly. Now, while it is not included in the commentary, there's another aspect of this koan, and that is the act of twirling a flower acknowledged by a smile silenced the large crowd. It's silent. Everybody stood there and had nothing to say. They were stopped. And it's a gift because for everybody there, it was probably the first time they experienced that moment of silence, that moment of inactivity of the mind. There was just this. and everything stopped except the smile. So they temporarily were experiencing, they were witnessing beyond words and scriptures. So the next time you see a flower, remember that. Thank you.